Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, I know the want to is there, Heather, I'd say. You know, the want to is definitely there. I think we're learning and growing through some of these. You know, we got to do a better job taking care of the football. And then the penalties hurt us. That combined on the offensive side. And then defensively, I thought we did some good things in the last drive. And then, you know, the big game in fourth and long in the big two big passes back to back, you know. So I think, again, an opportunity for us to learn.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, congrats on the win. I understand that being 8-3 is more important than really any reason that you might not be 8-3. But to follow up on Heather, to what extent does that give you that teachable or coachable thing on the closing out and how you address it maybe going forward, just knowing what it means for this team to not let teams back in games, because at some point that can bite you?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely can clean some things up, Vic, to your point, in the fourth quarter there. You know, again, it comes back to the ball. The ball keeps people in games. And we didn't do a good enough job with the ball. And we had some penalties there. And again, just to closing the team out, we got them in fourth and long. You know, so we got to do a better job there as well. I do think there was a lot of good things, and it is good. It's hard to win in this league, man. And you know it. So it's good to be 8-3.
And one more, Sean, on mindset, because you know this as well as anybody. You preach that on so many levels. Can that be a mentality that you said the desire is there? Can you ask for more than that in terms of players just understanding what it means to keep control all the way through and not do a thing to mess it up when you're up by 18 or whatever?
Yeah. Well, if I'm laying on the ground, you know, one of these days, I'll know why. Don't know why.
Okay.
You'll know why.
Thank
it would
you.
Be nice, Vic. It would be nice. I know. Look at this. I got a buckle with a full head of hair. I had a full head of hair when I met you guys, right?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Sean. Matt Bovey here. I guess you talk about the self-inflicted wounds and you talk about, you know, the things that are keeping the other team in a game. For you, what is the most frustrating? What self-inflicted wound is the one that, you know, gets you the most fired up, I guess?
Really all of them, you know, because they all factor into the game. So, you know, look, we came off the bye, we got a win. And yeah, we've got a lot of things to clean up, which and I got on the tail end of Josh's call there. He hit it, right? So a lot of things to clean up. That's why we go back to work, go back to practice. And that's why we coach. And we got a great group of guys who I know are going to come back with a growth mindset and attack it head on here.
I know, you know, no football team is complete and you've never arrived. But does it say something that in a day when you guys didn't play your best, especially down the stretch, you were still able to get a win?
Feel good about that. Yeah, you're right. I don't want to get into really, you know, that too much, though. You know, I feel good about the win, man. These are hard to come by, really hard. And that's a good football team. And they're well coached by Anthony, as I've said all week long. And they've got good players. So just very proud of the guys that we were able to stay on the mission and stay focused. And, you know, we had some plays that we got to get cleaned up, as I've said.
Thank you, Sean.
Yep.
Hey, Sean, question on Brian Winters. You guys said a few guys were in the mix this week. He gets his 9th start. How would you say he's been performing, not only today, but, you know, now 9 games into the season with you guys? How would you say he's been doing?
Yeah, look, he's a veteran player that, you know, he's come in and done a nice job. And you know, he continues to you know, get on the same page with the other guys now. You know, we've got a little bit of continuity from one game, I guess. You know, real proud of the way he's embraced how we do things here. He's been really in one spot his whole career and in the division at that. So I really appreciate the way he's embraced us here and he's added to who we are.
And as you mentioned, that continuity piece, is there some excitement in the building to now have this maybe group of five and maybe see what they can do over the course of a few games together?
Yeah, that's a good thing, right? When you can have guys that play together, they've communicated together, they know looks, they know how each other's going to fit off each other, and that's always positive.
Thanks, Sean.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Coach, two things real quick. First, can you just comment on how your defensive effort seemed to morph and change to what was needed in the game? For example, you may not have gotten sacks in the first half, but you were hurrying Justin Herbert's kind of timing of his plays. You were forcing a lot of incompletions. And then in the second half, when some adverse circumstances got thrown at your defense, just the way they were able to respond every single time, particularly in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I thought that was very impressive, Chris. I thought Leslie and the staff did a great job during the week, shaping a good game plan with good communication, and the players embraced it. And they spent a lot of time this week. That's a good offense, right? And they've been hot and with weapons all over. And then getting Eckler back, I think, was a big jolt for them and in a good way. And our guys rose to the challenge. So that's what we got to do every week.
Sorry. And then on the other side of the ball, just the balance that you felt your run game provided for the offense as a whole today.
Yeah, that was big. We go from, I think, 50-some yards in the first half to, 173, is that what it was? Somewhere thereabouts, in the second half. And I'm proud of the offensive line, the backs, and Coach Dave and the way he handled it.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach, how proud are you of the way that your team has progressed defensively? It seemed like early on in the season, everybody was kind of freaking out, and you kind of said, we need to be it's early in the season. Was this how your team has progressed going up against top offenses the last three games? How proud are you of the way they've stayed disciplined and kind of come together?
Yeah, I tip my hat to the defensive staff, Coach Frazier, and defensive staff and the players, led by Tremaine and our front, and then you're looking at a back end that's done some good things also. So they're really starting to play well together and get on the same page. And I think that's a credit to all of them.
You being a defensive-minded coach, does it start to feel better starting to frustrate some offenses again?
No, I want to give the credit where it's due to those guys. I try and balance my time between offense, defense, and special teams, but it does – That's the defense I expect. I expect that every week. And I think it just goes back to, and you got to start every week, fundamentals, technique, spending time in the film room together, all those things is a big part of earning the right to win, and they did that.
Thanks, Coach. Congrats on the win.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Sean, was there, I guess, even more of a concerted effort to establish the run today compared to weeks past, especially after spending the last week in that deep dive to kind of solve it?
I don't know. I mean, we know, like all teams, you identify the gap of where you are and where you want to be, Marcel, and so then you evolve during the game, and I think I thought our coordinators did that, did it well. Coaches had great communication during the game, and again, the players are the ones that they have to execute. They got to do it, and I thought they did that in the second half in particular, to your point.
And we've seen you win this week with a run heavier script. We saw it in week, 8-9 against the Patriots as well. Have you done enough to, prove or be comfortable knowing that you can win a game, whether it's throwing the ball or running it?
Yeah, I think you never want to take it for granted, but it's again, developing a football team and, whether it's the defense or in this case with the run game offensively, you got to continue to morph and evolve and grow and develop as a football team. And there's still a gap. We still, as has been mentioned clearly on this call, we still have a lot to work on.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, it's Kim Jones, and I know I'm asking this after a win, but I'm curious how you process some of the self-inflicted stuff, including the 15-yard penalties, and I would guess you put some of the turnovers in that category as well.
Kim, I think you know me well enough. That doesn't sit well with me. And the great part about it, honestly, Kim, is it doesn't sit well with our team, the players and the coaches, right? It's one thing for me to get upset about it, but at the end of the day, it's about clear expectations, and our players have a great understanding for what we want, and honestly, what wins in this league, and you can't do that to yourself.
Your players who came on, at least this Zoom I'm on, almost sounded like they lost the game. I mean, I think that you can take heart in the fact that they take it to heart, right?
Yeah, I know my team. You know, I know our team, Kim, and that's the great part about these guys and these gals, is whether it's, you know, our staff, I'm talking just staff, not just the coaching staff, but everyone knows we've gotten to the point where we know people know what's expected. And you can't do that and expect to win games. You're living dangerously. And so, you know, look, at the end of the day, there's always things to work on. It's certainly good to come out with a win against a good football team.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.